Johnny's dirty secrets.
Yeah, Dirty Johnny.
Dirty Johnny.
He is dirty.
DJ.
As dirty as they come. Doesn't get more dirty than old Johnny.
Teacher dog, oh teacher dog, having fun with Bananae.
Yeah.
Are those boys so crazy? I guess they were born that way.
Woo-hoo.
We're speaking in English. We're doing it real slow. So come on.
All right. New intro music by Ben.
Brand new.
Yeah. What inspired that? That was kind of like a country sound.
Teacher talk. Oh, teacher talk. Yeah. Well, you know, I've always loved bluegrass music.
What's that? Bluegrass music? Is that country music?
Country music, but it's more kind of rough, like banjo and fiddle. Yeah, I
didn't know you're into that kind of music.
I like it. I don't know. When I hear it, it touches me somewhere deep.
Okay.
I don't, it's weird. I feel a connection with it.
I didn't really catch the lyrics, though. You said, teacher talk.
Having fun with Ben and Abe.
Oh, having fun with Ben and Abe.
Why are those boys so crazy? I guess they were born that way.
Oh, okay. Why are those boys so crazy? I guess they were born that way.
Yeah, because we were.
I guess so.
I think we were born crazy. Well, I am anyway.
Well, great job with the music.
Oh, thank you.
Again, Space Dragon again shows his amazing talent.
Every time. And I hope the listeners enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stay tuned for more. I think the next new song, we'll have to do a collaboration. I know you've been working on your hip-hop rhymes, your hip-hop skills.
In my other podcast.
Yeah, yeah. I heard a bit of that.
Kind of a fun rap song.
It's great. So maybe next time we'll go back to the rap.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
Back to the hippity hop.
Let's do another collaboration like Snow Dogs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm ready.
Okay, Ben. Today I have something prepared.
Okay.
Because, you know, generally I don't really follow the news and like the hot topics in Japan.
Ouch.
But when there is like a really hot topic or a really big news story,
yeah,
I often hear about it from my students.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, so this I heard about from my student.
Oh, this is some Japanese news?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And it completely blew my mind. Yeah. It's quite mind-blowing. This story, it blew my mind.
Right.
And you might think it's kind of funny, but try not to laugh because it gets quite dark.
Oh! Okay. All right. Well, you know, I can always find comedy even in the darkest corners.
Well, don't try to find comedy in this situation.
Well, now you've said that, I'm going to be thinking of jokes.
So I want to apologize in advance because I know Ben likes to make dark jokes.
I don't. I can control myself.
Okay.
Right, I can.
All right. So
I think I am some
kind
of
this story
monster.
Is about the king of J-pop.
Ah, the king of J-pop.
Yes. The godfather of those boy band groups.
Johnny.
You know the king of J-pop.
Big Papa J.
Okay, how much do you know about this man, Johnny Kitagawa?
I know he is a... Well, he was?
He did die.
He did die.
He died
He's
about
dead.
4 years ago.
He's dead. I know he must have been a marketing genius.
Yeah, he was born in America. He's half American.
I didn't know that.
And he was never a singer himself.
Right. He was a
as
businessman.
As far as I know.
Mm-hmm.
But he had a great talent for discovering talent and putting them together.
Well, as far as I know, he kind of created the pop group concept in Japan.
Yes.
Kind of.
For boys.
For boys.
Boy bands.
Boy bands.
Yeah.
Because he likes the boys, right?
Yeah. Do you know anything else about this guy, Johnny Kitagawa?
Yeah, I've heard some. It's been an interesting story recently.
Okay, so you're up to speed?
I'm pretty much up to speed, right. I think.
So my student told me about this situation, and I did a bit of a deep dive. I mean, I read a bunch of stuff online, and I read the Wikipedia articles.
Okay.
Yeah.
About Johnny and the history.
Yeah.
Okay. Johnny's dirty secrets.
Yeah, Dirty Johnny.
Dirty Johnny.
He is dirty.
DJ.
Dirty as they come.
Yeah.
As dirty as they come. Doesn't get more dirty than old Johnny.
Is that right? You have done a deep dive, haven't you?
Okay, so...
You've gone deep inside this topic.
Okay, so as you can imagine,
mm-hmm.
when you're the godfather of J-pop
for
boy bands...
Mm-hmm.
You have the power to make someone a star.
You can make or break them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Great power.
Comes great responsibility.
Yes, that's the old saying from Spider-Man.
Yep.
With great power comes great responsibility. Well, Dirty Johnny was not very responsible.
He didn't watch enough Spider-Man.
Yeah. Mm. So you can imagine, you know, he's gay.
Yeah.
And there's these attractive guys who want to be a star.
Right.
So he says, oh, you want to be a star? Well.
I can make you a superstar.
Zip.
Oh. Yeah. He didn't watch Spider-Man, but he certainly shot a few webs.
No.
No?
So I said zip.
Right, that's his pants opening.
Right.
Okay.
You thought that's the sound of his pants opening.
Oh.
And he's saying to the guy, like, now you have to do something to me.
Oh, but that's wrong because Johnny never wore pants.
No. Apparently, his thing was more like doing stuff to the victim.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah.
He would unzip their pants.
Oh.
Zip.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know which is worse.
And then he would go down on the victim.
Oh, okay.
Another word, a polite way to say blowjob.
A blowjob? Oral sex.
Oral sex.
Yes.
Yeah. This is what my student told me.
Okay.
His kind of fetish or whatever,
yeah,
was going down on these boys.
Right. Show me that microphone. I'm going to sing a little song.
Try to control yourself. Because as my student told me this story,
mm-hmm.
I imagined the victims were, you know, young men.
Yeah, I imagine some of them were quite young.
Yeah, see, that's
teens.
That's where it gets very dark.
Yeah,
his target age.
What was it?
10 to 15.
Johnny.
10 to 15.
Unbelievable.
So he was going after these boys, and they're boys, not men.
Yeah,
and Johnny is the. Like a god.
Look, you can't say no when you're in Johnny's office.
And he
10 years old.
He would invite them to his huge mansion. At one point, he was one of the richest men in Japan.
I believe it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, J-pop is just such a massive industry.
And Johnny's is huge.
It's huge. It's huge.
It's so many of these bands.
Pretty much all of these boy groups came up through the Johnny's company.
And
right?
That's where it gets so mind-blowing. He would invite these boys to stay in his huge home, his big, huge mansion.
I mean, imagine being a young boy, you've been selected by Johnny, you're starstruck.
Starstruck. You can't believe it. That's Johnny Kitagawa.
You can't think clearly.
He's interested in me.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's all you see. Probably the parents are super excited.
Well, yeah, and
they trust him.
They're kids.
Yeah, they're kids. Yeah.
So, and then he would sneak into their room.
Okay, at night.
You know, sexually assault them.
Right.
Attack them.
Rape them.
Rape them with his mouth, I guess?
Yeah, you can do that.
No, you can't.
Well, no, you shouldn't, but you can. Oh. I'm not saying you should.
You mean it's possible to rape someone with your mouth?
I think any time one part of a body goes into another person's body, it doesn't matter which way, that's rape.
If it's forced.
If it's forced.
Yeah. Or if it's forced or coerced.
Coerced. Yeah, that's right.
Right.
You're making them do it.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, he's like the Japanese Michael Jackson, really, isn't he?
Way, way worse than Michael Jackson.
Really?
Yeah, because listen.
Okay. It gets worse.
It's estimated that there is at least 500 to 1,000 victims.
He was a busy man, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He's a hard worker. You got it. You got it. Let's say he's a hardworking pedophile.
You can't joke about pedophilia.
I'm sorry. It's not funny. It's not funny.
Damn you, Ben. Okay. But there's some estimates that there were more than 2,000 victims.
Wow.
2,000.
How is that possible?
Right? That's what I said.
You know what I mean?
Like, that must be exaggerated.
Not one of those boys said, hey, Johnny, that's enough. So, all right. I'm telling mom and dad.
They did, some of them.
Oh, I'm sure they did.
Okay. So my student told me this.
Right.
And after the lesson, I thought, that can't be true.
It doesn't add up.
Right. So then I did this deep dive.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I might get some of my information wrong. I did my best, okay?
Well, a lot of this information is still coming to light.
That's right.
You know.
That's right. Yeah. Okay. The first allegation.
Right.
Okay. The first time someone accused him.
Yep.
The first time someone said, Johnny did this to me. Was in 1988.
Damn, that's old school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the first time someone accused him.
Back in the 80s.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I mean, he'd been active in the entertainment industry since long before then, I imagine.
Yeah, I think his kind of peak was in the late 90s.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Early 2000s. Okay, so that was the first allegation, 1988.
A brave young man. Let's
yes.
say that.
And in 1996, one of his victims released a book, like wrote a whole book about it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, the mainstream media is very closely connected with his company.
Sure.
So the only time there are these stories, it's when it's a personal account or a very small media company.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no kind of group action.
And then finally in 1999, a magazine did a 10-part series, you know, where they talked to lots of victims.
Japanese magazine?
Yes. It wasn't a mainstream magazine.
Right.
So it wasn't like totally trusted by most people.
Yeah.
But it was a very strong allegation.
Well, one of the main most interesting themes to come out of this story is the lack of quality journalism.
Oh yeah, the mainstream media is partly to blame for there being so many victims.
Yeah, I mean, they protected him, essentially.
They protected him. They turned a blind eye.
Right. For that sweet, sweet yen.
Yeah, they pretended not to see. They turned a blind eye.
Turned a blind eye.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Don't look.
Yeah, shame on you, mainstream media.
Absolutely.
Shame on you.
Look, if there's one job the media has, it is to investigate and attack aggressively at
stand
all times.
Up for people, not for companies.
That's right. That's right. But, you know, attacking Johnny he is so powerful, it's career suicide.
Career suicide.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Everyone was afraid.
Yeah, absolutely. You'll lose your job.
So finally, this magazine did a big story about him.
Hmm.
But it wasn't a super trusted magazine.
Okay.
But this is around the time where people actually started to consider something's up with Dirty John.
What's Dirty Johnny doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's definitely, there's something going on.
His breath stinks. Did you ever notice that?
Okay. So he reacted to this magazine.
Okay. All right. Good.
Well, he reacted by suing them.
Oh.
Saying, that's, none of this is true, and
it's what we call
suing you for defamation. Defamation. Yes. Like Johnny Depp and Amber Heard.
Right. You're trying to damage my fame.
Yeah. Mm. You're trying to damage my reputation.
That's defame me.
Defamation.
You're going down.
Yeah.
Mm. Aggressive.
And here's
you're going down like I went down on those boys. I'm taking you down.
Okay. So finally, there was a police investigation.
Oh, thank God.
In 2000.
Good.
And the police were like, oh, you know, I don't think we can charge him with abuse because he's not their parents and he's not in charge of those children.
Disgusting.
What? What?
Yeah, so basically,
you can't charge him because he's not their parents?
So basically, unless it's the parents, you can do anything you want to a child. Is that?
Somebody tell me if I'm right? Getting this wrong. The police decided not to charge him because he wasn't their parents.
This is what we call a cop-out. And not because they're cops, but it fits. That's another way of saying we don't want to fuck with this guy.
Even the police.
Yeah, the power.
Shame on you, police.
Shame on the police. Shame on the media.
Shame, number one, on this bastard and the whole company.
Yeah, disgusting monster.
Shame.
Hmm.
Anyway, then in 2002,
right,
the court awards him 8.8 million yen.
In damages.
In damages.
Wow.
For defamation.
Oh, my God. And the victim had to
the magazine.
To pay. Oh, the magazine.
Right. The magazine was ordered to pay him 8.8 million yen.
Wow.
The magazine then appealed.
Right. So they tried to reverse the decision.
Yes.
They said, can we do this again? Right. I think it was unfair, the original decision.
Yes. They appealed the court's decision.
Yeah. We want a new trial.
And then in 2003, the court said, okay, you know what? You're right. The sex stuff is probably true.
Okay.
But you also accused him of giving the boys alcohol and cigarettes.
Right.
And you can't prove that.
Well, the magazine is simply reporting the victim's story, right?
Right.
I don't think the magazine is adding juicy details.
And it's like they're saying the terrible sex stuff is true, but you can't prove that he gave them alcohol and cigarettes.
Yeah, well, nobody
can. So that's still defamation.
I see. Well,
what?
Shame on the courts.
Shame on the courts. Shame.
Yeah, this goes all the way to the top.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
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 Yeah.
And at this point, you know, Johnny at this point is in his peak.
Right.
He is abusing hundreds of boys.
Yeah, he's just got boys lying around everywhere in his house.
Oh, he's got lots of rooms.
Yeah.
I
he's trying to vacuum the floor. There's too many boys in the way. Moving them out of the... Where am I going to store all these boys? Out of control.
Again, this is not funny.
No.
Okay. One victim's story.
Right.
Okay. He was a Johnny's Junior.
Oh, no.
That's what they were called. Johnny's Junior.
Horrible. Horrible.
I know.
Johnny's Juicy Juniors. Disgusting.
So he was abused by Johnny from 2012 until 2016.
Damn, that's recently. How old was Johnny when he died?
He was around 80 at that time.
Wow.
So anyway, this former Johnny's junior, he said that he estimates that 100 to 200 boys came into Johnny's house during the 4 years while he was being abused, 2012 to 2016.
Wow, came into his house.
I'm not sure if they were all victims, but that's what he said. 100 to 200 boys came in and out of his house over those 4 years.
Yeah.
While he's like 80. What about when he's like 20 years younger?
This is, how brazen is this?
It's so was brazen. This guy?
Like, he didn't care.
How does everyone turn a blind eye to this number of victims?
Shame also on, I'm sure, many, many parents who probably knew what was going on or had a bad feeling and didn't speak up. Because there cannot be hundreds and hundreds of parents who had no idea.
There must have been some that knew.
There must have been.
And it's like, come on, guys.
Yeah. And they were getting that sweet Johnny money.
Maybe sometimes parents are just as desperate for their kids to become famous.
Sure. Look, I would love my sons to become superstars.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah. You have three boys.
I was talking about this with my wife. It's kind of a Johnny's group ready to go.
Your three boys?
Yeah, yeah. Little Johnny boys. Yeah. And I want them to be successful because I want to retire early.
You can imagine, like, if one of your kids really wants to become something.
Right.
And there's a person who is very highly respected and famous and can help them achieve their dream.
Yep.
And if that person, you know, abused your kids, you can imagine how upset you would be, right?
Oh, I'd murder them. I'd murder them.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'd be in jail. I'd be lying on my jail bed with a big smile on my face.
You'd
thinking about how I fucking murdered that guy.
You would. Yeah. God, it's so, like, if someone hurt my daughter, I don't know what I would do.
Yeah, it's scary stuff to think about.
You don't want to murder someone because then you go to jail and then your kid doesn't have a father anymore.
Yeah.
It's like you can't let someone get away with.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I feel sick.
Yeah. Sorry, but I really wanted to talk about this.
Right.
And it's not something I would do in my other podcast.
Is that right? You save all the dirty, dark shit for me.
No, I don't know. I feel like this topic will turn off a lot of people.
Yeah.
As it should. It's important to talk about this. I don't want to be turning a blind eye so many people did.
You're exactly right. The more people talk about this, the more people will become aware. There are too many people in every country, including Japan,
who turn a blind eye.
Well, and some of them don't even know the truth because they follow mainstream media.
Yes. Shame on the media.
Mm.
And here's the number one thing. This story never blew up.
No.
Like, I didn't know about this. It never blew up until the BBC,
yes,
a British company, did a documentary about it.
Well done, BBC, as usual.
So here's the problem, though.
Mm.
When you turn on the TV on New Year's,
okay,
and they have like the Johnny's huge New Year's super
Johnny's
celebration,
24-hour variety show.
Now you're thinking, God, like, they had to endure this abuse.
Right.
Now, if the company gets dissolved and it's like this, people who suffer, a lot of them are the victims again.
That's right. I think, look, you're right. They will suffer again.
But it has to happen.
It has to happen. I think it's time to put put Johnny's memory in the right place, which is he was a monster.
Right.
Yeah. And a good luck to all these men and boys who came up through the Johnny program.
They should at least change the name.
Gotta change the name.
Come on.
Gotta change the name.
You can't keep honoring this guy.
Yeah. Not Johnny's. Yeah. Like Jack's or something. Good new stuff.
Benny's.
Benny's. There you go.
Benny's boys.
Benny's boys. Yeah. Don't worry. Keep your pants on. We don't do it like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me hear you sing.
100% pants on guarantee.
Pants on guarantee.
Benny's boys.
Yep.
Benny's boys. The new way.
Yep. Not interested in your penis. I want to hear that singing voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, anyway.
Shocking.
Shame on the press. Shame on this horrible company, because if you worked there, there's no way that you didn't know about this.
Oh, no. He was all powerful.
Everybody turned a blind eye. Shame on all of
you. You know, I understand now why you raised this dark topic. And to all our listeners, spread the news. Make sure everybody understands what a monster he was.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's no sympathy for the
absolutely
devil.
Absolutely unacceptable, and it needs to be said.
Yeah. You get one accusation. Okay, maybe it's a...
Maybe,
you know,
it's
who
not
knows,
true.
Two, but when you get 10 or 15...
It's like something's going on.
Where there's smoke, there's fire.
Ah, good expression.
Yeah.
Where there's smoke, there's fire.
Yeah, something's happening there.
Yeah.
Anyway, Johnny, rot in hell.
Rot in hell. Go to hell, Johnny, if you're not already there, which I'm sure you are. So burn. mainstream media, go to hell.
Yep.
Yep.
They can join him.
The court, go to hell. And the police who did that investigation, you can also go to hell.
All of them. Yeah. They're all guilty.
Yes. Protect guilty. The damn children.
Yes. Protect the children, for God's sakes.
All right, let's wrap it up.
All right,
let's sorry do it. About the kind of dark topic.
That we'll was be, dark. We'll that be, was dark, but necessary.
But necessary.
Yeah.
We'll be back next week with funny, silly stuff.
Yeah, more quality independent journalism coming your way.
Come to Instagram, come to Twitter, say hi, say hello, FBE Teacher Talk.
Instagram.
And see you soon.
See you guys.
Chase Box, Smith Lick, shit a big log. Snowboard hard, Mark Territory.